News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the Magic Radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture in Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
Boys and girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding down. Satisfy that hunger with Taste of Philly and Seals Grill. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. And join ice cold Pepsi too at Taste of Philly, South Water Street in Seals Grill. Open Wednesday and Thursday 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday 11 to 8, and Sunday noon till 7. Find them on Facebook too.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready? Just kidding. Good evening and welcome to Talk to Santa. This is Miss Ann in the Magic Radio Room. It's super duper quiet for now. And the boys and girls are so quiet, I started to take a little nap. It just woke me up. How are you? Wait, I think listeners, we might have a giggle. There might be a giggle button on him.
Oh, wait, yep.
There it is. We found the switch. Well, good evening, everyone. It's a very, very chilly, yucky night in central Pennsylvania. Say, sit back and have some fun with us. Say, let's have fun. No, you're shaking your head. You don't want to have fun? But wait a second, folks. I got a treat for you tonight. I am surrounded by, obviously, two great little boys who are being my helpers. And then I got a pack of cheerleaders here. I'm surrounded by the little Shamokin Indian cheerleaders. Well, hello, lovely ladies. How are you?
Good. Good. Good.
Santo, as soon as you can tune in and you hear us, they're so angelic and quiet. Moms, dads, they always like this? Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think so. Well, girls, so now that I just found out you are cheerleaders and you can really crank up the volume, are you ready? Are you ready to get started? Because we've got to get all the way through this magic radio, my little friend, to the North Pole. So are you ready to clear your throat? Come on. Clear your throats. Everybody, clear your throats. Oh, people. Parents, clear your throats. One way or another, we're getting to the North Pole. Okay, we're going to start off, and we're going to cheerfully, get it? Cheerfully? Yell for Santa. Oh, tough crowd. We're going to cheerfully yell for Santa Claus. Okay, boys and girls, get in close. I need your voices. On the count of three. One, two, three. Give me an S.
S.
Give me an A.
A.
Got to get louder. Give me an N.
N.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me another A.
A.
What does it spell?
Santa.
There's no way we're getting to the North Pole like that. Now, one, two, three, shout out for Santa. One, two, three.
Santa!
Did it? Anything?
Not
let's try out the new elf song I wrote. And remember, it's for Santa. And a one, and a two, and a three.
Ho, 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 ho. We are Santa's elves. We are Santa's elves. Filling Santa's shelves with a toy for each girl and boy. Oh, we are Santa's elves.
We work hard all day, but our work is play.
Dolls we try out, see if they cry out. We are Santa's elves. We've a special job each year.
We don't like to brag.
Christmas Eve we always tell Santa's bad. Santa knows who's good. Do the things you should. And we bet you he won't forget you. We are Santa's elves.
Hey, what's going on here? Oh, wow! It's the elf choir! Oh, I think they're busy. I want to try too! You're scoot over!
We've a special job each year.
We don't like to brag.
Christmas Eve, we always know Santa's back.
All right, everybody! Santa knows who's good. Do the things you should. And we'll bet you he won't forget you. We are Santa's elves. Ho, 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 ho. We are Santa's elves. Yay! Oh, time to go to the magic radio room. Hello, Miss Ann. How are you?
I'm great, Emma. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
How was your Wednesday? Busy, busy?
Busy, busy.
Well, things sound like they're really, the elf choir is really up to par. You're doing a great job.
They're doing good.
They are. The boys and girls enjoyed that. You want to say hi to Emma?
Say hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Oh, how about Cruz?
I think you're getting quieter as you go, Miss Ann.
We went down the... We'll get them all excited and cranked up here. Cruz, this is Cruz's first time on the Magic Radio, Emma, so he's listening for now.
Okay.
So, are you ready to have some fun? But we're missing somebody with, like, big white beard and...
I don't know who you're talking about.
Red suit?
Nope.
Nope?
Never heard of him.
Well, you know, because, Emma, I did just tell the boys and girls that you just, you know, you have that new super-duper awesomeness title.
Yeah, I do. I'm boss of everything.
She's boss.
My goodness.
Hi, Santa.
I'm late getting into the magic radio room. Oh, I left everything up to Emma, and I forgot to come to work.
Oh. See, I've got things under control, Miss Ann. Don't you judge me.
You do, Emma. I should have known better. Santa's in good hands. Santa, how are you tonight?
Oh, my goodness. We couldn't be busier. All the elves are pounding and gluing and putting together and welding. And, oh, my goodness, it's busy here at the North Pole.
Oh, well, we're glad, Santa, that you could take a little break. Are you ready to have, you know, kick back, have Emma get you a cup of hot chocolate, have some fun with us?
Oh, let me see now, Emma. With a couple of marshmallows, I'm ready to go to talk to the boys and girls down there in Sunbury. And, of course, Miss Ann.
Oh, and
he
Santa
wants
Claus.
Mostly marshmallows. Whoa. With a little bit of cocoa. Let's be honest now.
Get him a cup of marshmallows and a little bit of cocoa.
Yeah,
on
he
the
likes
side.
Little cocoa with his marshmallows.
Well, Emma, you, part of our group tonight, these three lovely young ladies are cheerleaders for the Shemokin and Little Indians.
Oh, right!
So I suspect we're going to have lots of fun. It's going to get a little noisy. And when we come back, Santa and Emma, our first guest tonight will be the lovely Miss Jordan Timko. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can also listen to us online.
Tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Basta Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like Mom and Grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Basta Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic, and parsley mashed. And that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. My first guest tonight is the lovely Jordan Timko. Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
So nice to have you here in the Magic Radio Room. How was your day today?
Good.
Were you in school today?
Mm-hmm.
Was it really hard to pay attention knowing that you were going to be here to talk to Santa and Emma? No? Yeah. Oh, I think she worked hard at school, Santa, despite her excitement over being here.
Well, my goodness. Been a busy day, hasn't it, Jordan?
Hi, Santa.
Well, hello there, Jordan. And how are you this afternoon? You're certainly quiet.
Is Santa right? Are you always this quiet, Jordan?
No.
I didn't think so. I think there's a silly switch on Jordan, too, Santa Claus.
Hey, there's a silly switch on everyone.
There is.
I think I can find it. Let me help you. Check the back. Is there a switch?
Oh, wait. Okay. No. Now, Emma, a little bit.
Okay, I got it. This is going to help. You boop the nose. You always got to boop the nose.
Boop, boop, boop. Wait, Emma. This might be it. I think we got it, Emma.
Yay! See, I got this.
Speaking of, you've got to tell now that Emma is listening to you. You have all her attention. You know how she loves clothes, right? You have the cutest little Christmas outfit on. Can you tell her about your shirt? And what's here on these really cool pants, these leggings?
Glitter.
Sparkles, oh, my goodness. Be careful there. You almost knocked over this pile of gifts.
Sorry.
She bounces all around Jordan when she gets excited. And I love the really pretty red Christmas bow in your hair. So you have some special family listening. Maybe Santa will say Merry Christmas. Can you tell him who's listening?
My dad. My mom and my pap.
Well, my goodness. To Dad, Mom, and Pap, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Oh. That's so nice. A special greeting. Did you get to spend time with all of them on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah. How was your Thanksgiving? Tell me, what did you eat? Did you eat a turkey all by yourself?
You did?
Santa, she's tiny, but apparently mighty. Wow. What did you have for dessert? What was your favorite dessert you had?
Pie.
What kind? Was it pumpkin?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So tell Santa Claus, what grade are you in now?
First.
Wow, so first grade. That's all day at school, and are you getting some homework?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your teacher's name?
Miss Smith.
Say hello to Miss Smith. Maybe Santa will.
Hi, Miss Smith.
Well, Merry Christmas, Miss Smith.
Merry Christmas!
Aww. And if she didn't listen, you can tell her that Santa and Emma said hello, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did Miss Smith decorate your classroom yet? For Christmas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's in your classroom for Christmas?
A fireplace with stockings on it. Lights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so nice. When you're at school, you get to think about Santa and the elves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in music class, are you practicing some Christmas songs?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, we talked about, like, when you get to color and you have art class, do you plan on anything special for Santa, drawing him a special picture?
You think? Ask him, say, what do you do with the pictures?
What do you do with the pictures, Santa?
Well, Jordan, we always look at the pictures, show them all to the elves, and then put them up on the old refrigerator here in Mrs. Santa Claus's kitchen.
Jordan, I think I'd start drawing a picture tonight. Your artwork could be in the North Pole. How cool is that?
cool.
Yeah, very cool.
So tell Santa you're in lots of activities. You're here with your friends, and you're a cheerleader too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Can you give Santa one of your cheers? Can you recite one of your cheers? Do a little cheer for us. And you cheer for what team?
Smoking Indians.
Ooh.
Go Indians. Go Indians. Is that a cheer?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Is it give me an I?
No.
Give me an N?
No.
Okay, we're not spelling Indians. Emma, I don't know. What do you think?
Give me an S. Give me an A. Give me an N. Give me a T. Give me an A. What does it spell? Santa!
Yay!
I'm glad you helped me with that. I thought it was Shemokin. Oh.
What do you think? Could Emma be on your squad? Could she cheer with you?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
So tell me, is your house ready for Christmas, or is it too soon yet to decorate?
Outside it is.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
What color lights you have outside?
Rainbow.
I bet that's so pretty. And you'll get your tree soon?
We already have it up.
You do?
Wow, you're all ready. Good job, Mom. What, anything special that you get to hang on the Christmas tree? Do you have your own special little ornaments?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, in your house, have you spotted any of those little helper elves? You know.
Oh, yeah? Okay,
she's grinning, Santa. So I'm thinking Santa sent some elves to your house. What are their names? Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And Bella.
Yep, that's who's at your house, according to my records. and Chippy.
Those are great. I love the elf names, Emma.
Yeah.
Awesome names. Well, where were they in your house today?
They were up by a candle.
By a candle? Okay.
They need a good light source for sneaking.
Oh, it's always cold here at the North Pole, and a candle is warm.
So do they sometimes, do you ever see them in your bedroom to see if your room is all clean?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
At least you don't think so.
No. You know of.
That's right.
Right, Emma? The boys and girls never know where these helpers are, right?
Nope.
No.
Those are their orders from headquarters.
But I check upstairs first.
Oh, she's doing some sleuthing, Santa Claus.
Well, we'll have to tell Bella and Chippy that's her plan.
So, is your room nice and clean? Did you try to pick up all your toys?
I don't have toys in my room.
They were going to say, I don't have toys. I was going to say, really? you don't keep them in your bedroom. Oh, okay. So your bedroom's nice and neat. So when Emma peeks in there, she'll see like A++ for your bedroom, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, are you going to sing a song for Emma and Santa tonight?
Yeah.
Would you like to ask Emma? Emma, maybe we have a drum roll, please, for Jordan?
You bet.
I'm going to do that to help.
Okay.
What are we singing?
Rudolph.
Okay, Santa's Rudolph nearby?
Oh, my goodness. I'll call him in right now, Miss Ann.
I'll have to go get him. He's busy.
He's busy, but here, let's get started. Ready? Rudolph
the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to often call him names. Never left poor Rudolph joining any reindeer games. One foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? I do love him. Shout it out with me, with me. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer Human history.
Whoa!
Yay! Oh, that's Rudolph! Pound down
Rudolph!
Oh,
oh, he loves that song so much. Oh, oh, oh. We've got to turn his light off, Emma. He's going to run his batteries down. Oh, 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 oh.
Wow,
that
Jordan.
That was wonderful, Jordan.
Oh, oh, oh. You made Rudolph very happy, too. That was really, really good. Okay, sweetheart, this is the big moment. Are you ready to tell Santa and Emma what do you hope to see under your Christmas tree this year?
A new iPad.
New iPad? Okay. Check.
A bike.
A bike? Okay.
What color bike are you hoping for?
Pink.
Pink? Sweet.
And what about a helmet? A bike helmet?
Purple.
Purple? Okay.
All right, so a pink bike and a purple helmet.
And anything else special you can think of? Do you like surprises?
Yeah.
Should Emma put some of those down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I love surprises too, Jordan. Let's take a look in the great big book here and see what it says about Jordan Pimko.
All right. It says here that Jordan is doing well in school and with soccer. That's really good. But it says here that you could improve in basketball and pick up your toys at home. Can you work on that?
Yeah.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Ooh, let's see what we might have for Jordan here on the great big workbench at the North Pole. Oh, my goodness. Look it over here. Oh, Emma, she is going to love this. And there's a pile of surprises. And, oh, my goodness, a brand new iPad.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I think it's time to give Jordan a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Jordan. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Jordan.
Oh, it was so nice to have you here, sweetheart. I hope you and your family have a very, very Merry Christmas. Well, Santa and Emma, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Ava Weaver. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can also listen to us online.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frost Jewelers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter, you sprang from your bed to see what was the matter, when what to your wondering eyes should appear, but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frost of Frost Jewelers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphires, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tools." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, from Foss Jewelers," that's right.
Foss Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Salesgrove and online at FossJewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the lovely Ava Weaver. Welcome back to the Magic Radio Room. How are you?
Good.
Good. You look awesome tonight. You look so festive. You got to tell Santa about this great Christmas shirt. What does it say?
I don't know.
Oh, Santa, this is one of my favorites and I need one. Santa, I can explain. That's what Ava's shirt has on it.
Santa, I can explain. I didn't mean to. I was left unsupervised and there were too many temptations.
And you didn't mean to. Well, Ava, that's a nice sweater you have on. Deuce told me about it.
Ruh-roh. Santa's getting reports to the North Pole. What's your elf's name?
Deuce.
Deuce. Uh-huh. Is he a sly one, Emma?
Yes, he is.
Hmm. Where was Deuce last spotted at your house?
He was in my mom's hibiscus tree.
Oh, was he? That was a very clever one. That's a good spot, huh?
Oh, my goodness. He absolutely loves hibiscus trees.
Does he move around usually? Do you spot him, like, in the kitchen or the family room?
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Including your bedroom?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Well, he sent a report to Santa and Emma that your bedroom is nice and clean and neat, or is it a big disaster zone?
Kinda and kinda not.
Uh-oh. Wait.
Emma, I don't know. Is there, like, yellow caution tape around your door?
Do I need to get the caution tape out? Because I will.
Because you know Emma will be peeking in there on Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah.
So. Well, you got plenty of time to make sure you keep your room nice and neat, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm sure having Deuce there will help you think, like, okay, got to pick up my stuff.
No.
No? Well, I don't know about that. So at your house, have you had time since Thanksgiving to get it all ready for Christmas?
Yes.
Yes?
So what's done? What do you have? What do you have decorated?
Everything besides outside.
Oh, okay.
How many trees do you have in your house?
One.
One?
Sometimes some of the boys and girls tell me they put a little tree in their bedroom, too.
Well, I put a tree in my playroom and my bedroom.
Oh, do you?
What does it look like?
Yeah, what does your little tree in your playroom look like? Emma wants to know.
It's a silver one.
Ooh.
And it has glitter all over it.
Ah! She's got a sparkly tree!
Oh, my goodness. Emma, calm down. Calm down.
I can't help it. I heard about sparkly tree, and I'm all in.
Sam, I think you know where to find Emma at the Weaver house.
Well,
oh
my goodness, I'll just look for the sparkles.
Follow the sparkle trail. So we forgot you've got some family listening. Who could Santa say Merry Christmas to?
My dad, my aunt, my uncle, and my ma'am.
Why, my goodness. Ava, to your entire family from the North Pole, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Did your family have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, how's school? Tell Santa, and you're also a cheerleader, so you got lots of stuff going on.
Yep.
How's your school year?
Good.
Good report card so far?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite subject that you like to work on?
Math.
Wow.
Impressive, huh, Santa?
Oh, my goodness. It adds up.
He's pretty funny, isn't he?
Math jokes.
Yeah. That's a good one. So, school's going well. And tell Santa about all these activities you're in.
A lot.
Give us the list.
I do cheer, and I do soccer in the spring and the fall.
Now, football season's over, so do you also cheer for, like, basketball?
Yes.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. So that'll be starting up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're going to have lots of time over Christmas break. What are you going to do when you have those days off from school?
I don't know.
Hey, before we forget, we talked about, you know, everybody knows that Emma loves clothes, but she'll be checking out your outfit, I'm sure, in your closet. You have some pets you want to alert her about.
Uh-oh.
Dogs,
uh-oh.
A fish, and chickens.
Okay. What? Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait, the chicken? You have chickens?
Yes.
Are they in the house?
No.
Okay. I was really confused because I know that chickens are usually outside. Do you give them a collar?
No.
Do you pet them?
No.
Okay, what are their names?
I don't know.
Like chicken one, chicken two, chicken three?
Chicken one and chicken two.
I guess.
Brown chicken, blue chicken, yellow chicken, white chicken.
How many do you have?
Seven.
Seven, okay.
So no spending time outside with the chickens, Emma.
No spending time out with the chickens.
What about this dog? What's your dog's name?
Archer.
What is it?
Archer.
Archer.
Mm-hmm. Archer.
Is Archer friendly? Elf friendly?
He doesn't know about my elf.
Oh.
No. I'm worried about our elf on the magic radio, Emma.
You think he'll be nice to Emma?
No.
Uh-oh.
Nope. Nope, Santa, you're on your own for this one.
Whoa. I'll make sure I carry you in a good, safe pocket.
I hope so.
Or, Emma, you might want to stay outside with those chickens.
I think so. Maybe I'll stay with the chickens. I'll keep the eggs warm.
She's silly, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, I know you're about to sing one of her favorite songs. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Boys and girls are going to join in. Cheerleaders are going to join in. Come on, girls. Ready?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Whoa, very nice!
You heard Rudolph dancing around up here. He loves jingle bells, too.
Very nice job, Ava. That was really good. Now, I know. Is there anything else you want to say to Santa?
No.
What? Like, what would you like for Christmas?
A new bike. A trampoline. And an iPod. And I want a cooking set.
And should we put a helmet on that list, too?
Sure.
Sure.
And a cooking set. Was that everything?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go to the great big book here at the North Pole, Emma, and find out about Ava Weaver.
All right. Okay, it says here that Ava's doing well in school, and she's really kind to others. That's really good. But it says here that you could improve by cleaning your room and cleaning your playroom. See, I am the official room inspector, so I want to make sure that that is nice and clean. Can you do that?
I promise.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the workbench here and see what we have piled up for Ava. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Oh, she's going to love this.
Wow.
Watch it. Don't knock it over.
I won't.
And, oh, my goodness, she'll have to work on cleaning up her room because we're bringing more Legos.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Ava Wagner a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Ava. Merry Christmas. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
So, Emma, Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And you'll promise that Archer's somewhere safely hidden away so Emma doesn't have to be scared, right?
I cannot promise that.
Oh.
That's it. I'm staying in the chicken coop.
I tried, Emma. Sorry about that.
I'm going to stay with the chickens.
I think that's your best bet.
Yep.
Well, Santa and Emma, when we come back, we have the lovely and yet another cheerleader, Evie Wagner, with us. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can also listen to us online.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it. So make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together. And we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the lovely... Boy, my voice went there. With me now. With me now is Evie Wagner. Hi, Evie. How are you?
Good.
May I just tell you, you look like a little Christmas card. You look beautiful. Put you on the top of the tree.
Thank you.
Would you like to sit on top of a Christmas tree?
No.
No, not really.
Not really.
I think it would be itchy.
That would be itchy,
right? Emma's right. You've got to tell Emma. She would love this outfit. I think she would look great in your outfit.
headband.
It has sparkles on the leggings and sparkles on the shirt.
She's decked out in sparkles, Santa! Sparkles, 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 sparkles!
Oh, my goodness gracious! You're gonna wear yourself out, Emma!
Oh, it's a very sparkly night, Santa. I don't know how I'm gonna make it.
And Emma, oh my gosh, she has great boots on. Little ankle boots that you would love.
I love boots!
And she's got this really cool headband on with a little Santa hat and some mistletoe on it. So cool. You look spectacular. Did you pick this out yourself?
Yes.
I could tell you like clothes, don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have lots of clothes?
Yes.
Do you have clothes that would fit, say, a little elf?
Not exactly.
No?
Are you sure?
How do you feel, Evie, about an elf trying on some of your clothes?
You okay with that?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm in.
You got the green light,
I
Emma.
I got the green light. Santa Claus, I'm going to have a fashion show.
Not out with the chickens, you won't.
Maybe you I'll make, you don't know, maybe I will make hats for the chickens.
Oh, that would be good. Hats for the chickens. What do you think? I mean, I know you don't have chickens, but hats for Ava's chickens. That'd be cool, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine you're fast asleep on Christmas Eve and you're thinking of all the good things you're going to open up and see and the time you're going to spend with your family. You wake up and there's an elf in your room trying on your clothes. That'd be pretty funny, huh?
Yeah.
She's pretty quiet and sneaky, though. I don't know that you'll hear her. You're pretty good at this, aren't you, Emma?
I've been at it a long time.
Even longer than that.
Well, Evie, so do you have a little fan club listening to you on the Magic Radio? Who could Santa say hello to?
My nanny and my pap.
Well,
hi, Nanny and Pap.
Goodness. Merry Christmas, Nanny and Pap. Merry Christmas.
I bet they've both been really good this year.
Yes.
Oh, I'm like, really? I want to meet Nanny and Pap.
Oh, we're going to ask Buttons and Twinkles about that.
You didn't tell me about this. So Santa sent two elves to your house?
Yes.
Wow. So where are they? Have you spotted them yet?
Not really.
Oh. Those really sly ones. Are those the slyest members of your team, Santa Claus?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh. They were married for 111 years before anybody knew.
Gee, I wonder what that 111 years, what's that bring? Like, usually there's gold, silver. I mean, what would that be, Emma, for an anniversary like that?
All the toys.
Toys. Just toys.
Toys in the North Pole.
Aw. Hey, the couple that stays together, works together, spies on children together, that's pretty cool. So do you like leave snacks out for them, or do you just, they just kind of hide from you and you don't really see them?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't ever find them in the kitchen, do you?
Yes.
Like getting into candy or cookies or things like that?
No.
No. They're not trained to do that, are they, Emma?
No, they're not trained to do that, but sometimes they go rogue.
So you know what that means, right?
Yeah.
They don't listen, and they do whatever they want.
They treat it like a vacation.
Bugs. Emma's up there working so hard in the North Pole, and she hears sometimes that the helper elves are down here, and they're playing with, like, your toys and having some fun and relaxing. That's kind of not fair, huh?
No.
But wouldn't you like to be one of those elves?
Yeah.
I would, too.
So, how was your Thanksgiving?
Good.
Good?
What did you do all day on Thanksgiving?
We mostly ate and spent time with my family.
Aw, and so you had a really good day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Did you eat lots of pumpkin pie? Lots of turkey?
No.
No?
What did you have? Spaghetti?
No.
Do you like turkey?
No.
No. Do you like mashed potatoes?
Yes.
How about corn and cranberry sauce? And
yeah.
Yeah, all the good stuff. Ask Santa if he's hungry.
Are you hungry, Santa?
Well, Evie, we are getting hungrier and hungrier here at the North Pole to listen to what you were eating on Thanksgiving. My, it sounds so good. Especially the part about being with family.
Did
Did you have turkey, Santa?
Oh, yes, we had turkey here at the North Pole. We took nearly 20 minutes off, had a great big Thanksgiving dinner, and then went back to making toys.
Well, you know, Santa loves turkey, and he also loves, do you know what his other favorite food is?
Cookies.
Is that right, Santa?
Oh, my goodness. And you make them chocolate chip, and it's even better.
I think Evie Santa just gave you a big hint. Are you going to be making some chocolate chip cookies for Santa?
Yes.
Yes? What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip. So what do you leave out? What do you do on Christmas Eve before you go to bed? What all do you leave out for Santa and the elves, and what about the reindeer?
We leave out carrots for the reindeer and milk and cookies for Santa.
Oh, my goodness. You heard that, Rudolph. We're going to have carrots and milk and cookies.
And you heard about what Santa does with all the artwork that the boys and girls leave him, right?
Yes.
Remember, where does it go?
On the fridge.
Mm-hmm. And where?
North Pole.
She knows, Santa. So are you going to be drawing some special pictures for Santa?
Yes.
Well, tell us, how was your school year? We didn't even talk about that. What grade are you in?
First.
First grade?
Well, how is first grade? Do you get lots of homework? And what's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Long.
Oh, let's wish a Merry Christmas to Mrs. Long.
Do you get homework that you have to do every night?
Yes.
Yeah?
What are your favorite subjects?
Math, reading, and learning.
All good things to hear, right, Santa Claus?
Oh, my goodness. Especially the learning and reading parts.
So how was cheerleading for football this year?
Good.
Yeah. Do you and your friends have lots of fun?
Yes.
Now, are these girls always that quiet when you're together?
Kind of.
Really? When you're cheering, they're quiet?
No.
I didn't think so. Now, do you three have sleepovers and stuff?
No.
No?
Because he probably wouldn't sleep, right?
No.
Now, are you going to be cheering for basketball, too?
No.
Oh, are you taking it off? Are you taking the season off? Oh, you're dancing. You're holding out, so you're taking dance class.
Wow.
Emma, we've got a dancer. Is it ballet or what is it?
Just hip-hop dance.
Hip-hop dance, Emma?
Ooh.
Old Santa Claus loves to hip-hop dance.
Oh, I bet that's really fun. Do you get to do a show then at some point? Oh, wow. She will be in a hip-hop show, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Good luck, or as they say in the theater, break a leg, but don't.
What are your songs that you like to dance to? Is there a favorite one you have?
I like all of them.
Do you?
Aw. I bet you're really, really good. Well, good luck with that. Now, so we know you can cheer. We know that you can dance. Let's back up. Would you like to do a cheer for Santa instead of a song?
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go, Santa. This is a Magic Radio Room special coming at you. Would you like a drum roll from Emma?
Yes. California oranges, Texas cactus. We think your team needs a little practice. Put them in a high chair, feed them with a spoon. Roll them up in toilet paper, kick them to the moon.
Whoa!
Yay! Round of applause!
Goodness.
Other team doesn't stand a chance.
Oh, my goodness. No, that was quite a cheer, Evie.
That was really, really good. I knew you'd like that one, Emma.
I like it.
Well, are you ready for the very important information that we have to tell Santa? What were you hoping for Christmas?
I would like some new clothes, and I would like some bows, and I would like some new sneakers.
Now, perhaps the elf might try them on before you get them. Is that okay?
Yeah.
That's like because surprise? I'm testing them, Miss Anne. I'm testing them.
She's just going to try them out. Make sure they're tip-top shape for you, okay?
Okay.
And some surprises, please, Santa and Emma.
Well, my goodness, yes. And let's see, Evie Wagner. Just a couple of pages. There, you got it right there.
Oh, right there. Okay. All right. It says here that Evie's doing well in school and cheer and dance. That's really good. But it says here that you could improve on listening to Mom and Dad. Miss Anne, elf ears, please.
I'm on it, Emma.
Elf ears.
Okay.
Like this, elf
those
ears. You gotta do it.
Those are your elf ears.
Push
and
your
they
ears
are
forward.
For listening to Mom and Dad, okay?
Okay.
Make sure you listen to Mom and Dad, all right?
I promise.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Ooh, well, we'll have to look at the workbench here and see what we have for Evie. Oh, my goodness. Look at these surprises. And over here, oh, a real pair of elf. Oh, no, that's a real elf. Oh!
Hey, hey, hey. Watch
and,
it.
Oh, we are going to bring some JoJo bows and sneakers.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I think it's time we give Evie a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Evie. Merry Christmas. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart, to you and your whole family. It was so nice to have you here. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with Mr. Milo Wolf. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can also listen to us online.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online at garfields.net.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle. Give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason.
With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd, closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at graciesflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is Mr. Milo Wolf. Welcome to the Magic Radio. Hi there.
Good.
Good. He's good, Santa. Right out of the gate, he's good. He's been sitting here so quiet. He's been helping me, Santa and Emma.
Oh?
He has been. I've asked him to help me, help the microphone that helps us connect the Magic Radio.
Oh, so, he's been a good little helper. I'll add that to the big book.
There you go, Milo. Emma already put another little positive, like a star in the gold book.
In the big book.
Yeah.
Big book.
What am I trying to say, Emma?
Big book.
Say that,
that
10 times.
Like those chickens.
We're back in the chickens again.
We're back to the chickens again.
Somehow it always comes back to the chickens.
It
I don't know.
Comes, what came first, the chickens or the chickens?
I told you Emma was silly, didn't I, Milo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, how are you doing, Emma?
Good.
Ask Emma how she is. Say, how are you, Emma?
How are you, Emma?
I'm great. How are you, Milo?
Good.
Good.
You have to tell Santa and Emma, what's on your shirt?
A reindeer.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Rudolph really loves that. Oh.
Rudolph, it's on his shirt. Yep. It's just on his shirt.
Yep.
It's Rudolph.
Yeah, it's Rudolph.
Say hey, Rudolph. He's listening. Say hi there, Rudolph.
Hi, Rudolph.
Oh, Rudolph is right here, and he's hearing you. We know all about that shirt. Rocky told us. Oh!
So, Milo, there is an elf at your house. What is his name?
Rocky.
Rocky. Is Rocky fun? Is it fun to have Rocky at your house?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Where did you see Rocky today?
On my orange dinosaur. A big one.
Really?
Yeah. It was a little one still.
And he's just laying there, sitting there, just relaxing?
No, just sitting there.
Just sitting there? Being a good, quiet little elf?
Yeah.
Yeah? And does he move? Do you see him in other parts of your house?
No, just only one.
He stays there. Mm. So is that in your bedroom? Or your toy? So has he? Do you think he's looked at your bedroom?
No.
No?
He's down in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. He's staying put in the kitchen, Emma, which I'm thinking he's probably peeking in the refrigerator, in the cookie jar.
I would imagine that your mom has to do a little more grocery shopping this time of year.
You think Rocky eats a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he does. And by the way, can I just say that is the coolest hair? I love your hair.
I love your hair.
Oh. Santa, I did not tell him to say that. He just has his hair all slicked up, Emma. It is so cool.
Nice.
So tell Emma and Santa, how old are you and what grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
How is kindergarten?
Good.
What do you get? Did you go to school today?
Yeah.
Tell Santa, what do you get to do at kindergarten?
I don't know.
That's what you're there to do, is learn what you do in kindergarten. That'll come.
So I bet you're learning the alphabet. You learning the alphabet? Yeah. And how to count, maybe. Can you count to 10? Can you count to 10 for Santa?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yay!
My goodness.
Nice job!
I counted that all out on my fingers, and he's right.
Santa counted on his fingers. Boy, Santa, I'm thinking then he definitely is getting good report cards, aren't you?
Yeah.
Can you say the alphabet?
C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, B, W, S, Y, I, C.
Round of applause! Wow!
Oh, that was nice well
job.
Done! That means you now can spell every word in English.
That was great. I could tell you're really paying attention at school and doing well. That was wonderful. So, now, the girls here cheer. Are you into any sports? Do you like football or baseball?
No, just baseball.
Baseball? Are you going to play baseball someday?
No, it's over.
It's over? But next year, when we don't have snow, when it's time for baseball, you think you'll play some baseball?
No.
No? No? Well, when we get some snow, are you hoping that we'll have snow Christmas morning? Do you like to go out and play in the snow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we did have a big snowstorm not too long ago. Did you build a snowman?
No. Not yet.
Not yet? Well, hopefully. Maybe Emma will talk to the snow miser and maybe we'll wake up to a white Christmas. So, are you going to try a little song for Santa? Want to sing some jingle bells for Santa and Emma?
Yeah.
Okay. I think a little drum roll, please, Emma.
Take it away, Milo!
Jingle bell, jingle all the way. Awful fine, want to understand to say the hey.
Hey!
Jingle bell, jingle all the way. Awful fine, want to understand to say hey.
Oh, my goodness, Milo. Beautiful job of singing jingle bells.
That was wonderful. Well, Milo, shall we ask Emma for a drum roll? Say drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please.
Okay, go to the list.
What would you like for Santa to put on the sleigh for you this year? What are you hoping for?
A chicken in the pocket, and the pants fall down. And then the ball and the Paw Patrol, and it's been the Paw Patrol around.
Did you get that, Emma?
I did.
That's a fun list. How about surprises, too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, okay. My goodness, Milo. What a fine list. And let's see what we can find in the big book here at the North Pole. About Milo Wolf, Emma.
All right. It says here that Milo's doing well in school, especially listening to his teacher. That's really good. Okay, now, Milo, you ready? It says here that you can improve on sleeping in your own bed like a big boy. That's really fun to sleep in your own bed. You get to stretch and spread out, and you don't have to worry about anybody stealing the covers or the pillows from you. Sleeping in your bed, in your own bed, is the best. Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right. You're
well,
a good boy.
I'm trying to be scared.
You try and get you're trying not to get scared?
Yeah.
I promise everything is okay. Remember, we've got Rocky looking over you, okay?
There you go. Rocky's there. Okay, Emma.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Oh, well, my goodness, I think so. Oh, let's see. Oh, my goodness, look at here on the workbench, Emma. Don't mention what that one is because we want to make that a surprise, and this one and that one. And, let's bring him a catch the fog game.
All right.
It's a fox.
It's a fox.
Not the fog. It's a fox.
Catch the fox.
Catch the fox game. Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I think it's time to give Milo a great big old star. Merry Christmas, Milo Wolf. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Milo.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
It was wonderful to have you here, Milo. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, and you get to sleep in your own bed tonight because Rocky's there with you, okay? Okay. Well, Santa Claus, he's a little bit shy, but I think we might get Crew to say hello and give you his Christmas list when we return. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can also listen online.
It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember, as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa, and it is very first time on the Magic Radio. We have Crew McElwee with us. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Did I say your name right?
Yes.
Well, hi, how are you, Crew?
Say you're good.
I think Crew's daddy is listening, Santa. Should we say hi to daddy? Is your daddy listening?
Say hi, Dad.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Crew, let's say Merry Christmas to your dad. Let's say it together. One, two, three.
Merry Christmas.
He nodded, Santa. So, Emma, he brought a little friend here in a little elf suit. Can you guess who he brought?
Oh, according to my notes, I believe that's Chippy.
Is that Chippy? Is his name Chippy?
Yes. Tell Emma. Say, you're right.
Is Emma right?
Yep.
He's shaking his head. You're right.
He's right. You're right.
So are you excited for Santa to visit your house Christmas Eve?
Yes. Tell him. Say, yes, Santa. He needs to hear you. Say, yes, Santa. Yes.
Will you leave Santa some cookies this year? Wait, can Santa be sure Chippy won't eat all the cookies, will he?
Are you sure?
He's if shaking his head. You're okay, Santa Claus.
If he does, we won't tell anybody.
Well, Santa, I don't know. Crew might sing along, but maybe could you listen to a little bit more of, should we try Rudolph? Or you want to sing Jingle Bells or Frosty? Do you want to sing?
That's okay.
Well, how about
just tell us what he'd like?
Well, can I help you tell Santa what you would like for Christmas?
What's that big present you want? A little bit louder.
We're almost there, Santa. There's one. Is it, let me guess, an American?
Wait, toy dog. You gotta tell Santa.
Should I tell him for you? An American boy doll, Santa.
Well, my goodness, and I can tell by the workbench here we have lots of surprises, too. But we have to look in the great big book. Cruel McElwee.
All right.
Under the word McElwee.
There it is. All right. It says here that Crew's doing well, writing a capital C for his name, and he can spell his own name. That's really, really good. But it says here that he could improve by picking up his toys. So, can you pick up your toys? Because I am the official room inspector of the North Pole, and I like to make sure that everybody's rooms are in tip-top shape. Crew, can you help by cleaning up your room?
Say yes.
Say yes. He's shaking his head yes, Emma.
Okay. Well, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, we have lots of things here on the workbench for Crew. He's going to love them, but I'll tell you what, he doesn't have to talk. He'll have to sing. Santa's going to bring him a guitar.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Crew McElwee a great, big, gold star. Merry Christmas, Crew.
It can be Stonewall.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Merry Christmas, Miss Anne.
Bye, Santa.
Bye, Santa.
Jim Shenaby.
Tom, you got a gold star. If Santa brings you a guitar, you have to bring your guitar next year to the magic ring.
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon 1, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.